Travelers who take a COVID-19 test from an approved testing site 72 hours before arriving in Hawaii can skip the 14-day quarantine. But some doctors in Hawaii don't think just the one test will be enough to contain the virus. At issue is the time it takes for the virus to incubate and build up in someone before the test comes back positive. Dr. Michael Schwartz is part of a group of doctors who sees a problem with a single pretest.
But you won't pick up those people between the time of exposure and day 4.
The doctors want to see travelers quarantine for 7 days and then take a second test. State Health Director Libby Char says the travel pretest could catch anywhere between 20 and 80% of cases. But a second test?
Some places show that if the first test were to catch about 2/3 of it, that the second test would then pick up a remaining percentage so that you'd end up catching about 70 or 80% of disease coming in.
Dr. Jerry Van Meter with the Hawaii Medical Association says the group supports the state's pre-travel test plan, but agrees a second test would be better.
If the resources, both financially and just in terms of the number of tests available, we would very much support a test being done after arrival.
Governor David Ige is letting counties implement their own second test if they can pay for it. Hawaii Island is the only county that requires a second test. It's a rapid antigen test given at the airport. Oahu won't have a second test right away, and Maui and Kauai, their second tests are voluntary and given around the third day of arrival. Travelers don't need to quarantine while waiting for their second result. Still, Dr. Paul Pottinger, an infectious disease expert at the University of Washington, says a second test is better than nothing.
If we could test people before they arrive and then at about day 7, ideally with some kind of isolation, but if not, to still to try to test them at day 7, that would get the majority of those people who would be at risk of transmitting the infection.
Alaska is the only other state that's implemented a travel reopening similar to Hawaii's. But Dr. Bruce Chandler with the Anchorage Health Department says travelers are less of a concern because COVID spread in communities after limits were lifted.
At the same time Alaska opened up travel, they were also relaxing some of the restrictions. Bars and restaurants reopened, fitness centers reopened. We provided local opportunity for the virus to move from person to person. It wasn't all because we opened up travel.
In fact, he says now, about 4 months after reopening, few cases are travel related while local sickness remains high. That's why Pottinger says Hawaii can't keep safe by relying only on testing.
Testing is good. More testing is better. No testing will ever be good enough to replace the importance of physical distancing and wearing a mask when people are out in public, especially when they're indoors.
The Hawaii group that represents hospitals says it expects an extra 50 to 100 hospitalizations daily about a month after the reopening, numbers it can handle for now. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.